Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
With the 50th pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Houston Texans select Nick Martin, center for Notre Dame.
Come back and get one of the top centers in football, in my opinion, in Nick Martin.
Greetings to all. It's Isaac Sines live on the Pro Football Chase podcast, and today I'm joined by Texans center Nick Martin. So, Nick, thanks for joining me. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, really well. Woke up, worked out, and did our virtual meetings.
That sounds good, man. I'm looking forward to getting into that, the virtual offseason program. I know that's been the talk of the NFL considering COVID-19. So we will get into that in moments. But, Nick, I want to backtrack to when you first entered the NFL. You were selected in the second round of the 2016 draft out of Notre Dame. During the pre-draft process, I know every player has different experiences, meeting with teams. Did you have any indication that Houston was serious about taking you?
Like I said, we knew we were going day two with me and my agency, and we didn't know exactly where. I did have a pre-draft meeting with the Houston Texans. Obviously, it went well because they selected me. Mm-hmm. And then beforehand, they weren't really on my radar. But then when Ben Jones, the center before me, who's now the center at the Titans, when he went to the Tennessee Titans, we knew it was a possibility that I could end up in Houston.
And what do you remember from that draft day, the moment that you received that phone call from the Houston Texans? What emotions were going through your mind?
It was exciting. It's one of the best days of your life, and honestly, one of the most scariest, because I did it at my house with close friends and family, and my brother was there who's been through it, and he was he actually started a beer shower after I was drafted. So we had a fun night, but a lot of people don't think about is, I've never been to Houston. So you have all this excitement, and then the reality sets in. It's like, okay, I got to move to the city where I've never been and start this new life. But it was exciting because I love football, doing what I love. And so it was a really exciting time.
That's good to hear. Now, when you first got to the NFL, Nick, you missed your entire rookie season after undergoing ankle surgery. How difficult was that for you to overcome, considering the learning curve that comes with pro football?
Yeah, it was. That was very unfortunate. But injuries happen, and we have an amazing training staff down in Houston that were able to get me back healthy. But I focus on the mental side of it. Obviously, getting back and the physical side and whatnot, you got to stay healthy. But I kept going to meetings and learn the offense, knowing farewell. When I came back, it was going to be my time to step in at center. So I continued going to meetings and studying at home and watching the games and breaking down film of opponents so I could be ready for year two.
You started 14 games in 2017 and have started all 16 games the last two seasons. In 2018 and 2019, you're now solidified as the Texans' starting center. So what have you learned about resiliency and its importance to success?
You have to be resilient. I had an injury, missed my entire first year, as we talked about, and then I got hurt week 15 of year two. And you got to fight and claw to get back healthy. And, I've been fortunate the past two seasons to be fully healthy. And, someone's always gunning for your job, whether you think you're solidified or not. I was always told once you feel comfortable, that's when someone's going to, take your job, is everyone's gunning for it. It's the most competitive business in the world, to be honest. There's 53 guys. There's only 32 starting centers in the league. So you got to kind of stay hungry and stay resilient and keep grinding every day.
The significance of NFL centers is sometimes overlooked in favor of other positions, such as the left tackle, the blindside position, but there's no doubt that centers are the leaders of every offensive unit. So how have you embraced the challenge of being the linchpin of the offense?
You know, it's been great, and we're excited for 2020. You know, my first couple of years, we had different guys online, but we have all five guys returning for 2020 season, which we're very excited about. And like you said, you continue to build that cohesion on and off the field as much as you can, because it is a brotherhood, and you want to get to know everyone as much as possible. So when you go out to fight and battle, you trust them, and we really do. So we're excited.
Nick, I know you talked a little bit about being from Indianapolis, and you had never been to Houston before you got drafted. What do you like the most about the city of Houston, and how have you connected with the community and its fans?
They're awesome, and that's the first thing. The fans of Houston are unbelievable. You know, they love their football. There's no doubt about it. Obviously, you know, the Astros and Rockets have had success, and we love that, and we support them. But, I mean, at the end of the day, it's Texas, and it's a football state. So we love the fans out there, the city, getting out in the community to help them out. They embrace you, and they really do love the game. And NRG is rocking every Sunday, and we love that.
Your brother, Zach Martin, plays for the Dallas Cowboys, all-pro offensive guard. What type of influence has he had on you and your development in the NFL?
A ton. You know, I was, even going back to the draft process, I was very fortunate having a brother and best friend go through it. So, you know, I could really lean on him. The fact that he plays on the O-line is really cool, because we bounce back and forth. I live with him right now. We live together with our wives, and he's got my godson, a one-year-old son. In the summers, we live up in Indiana and lift and do drills and whatnot together. And even going back to college, when we played together, he was left tackle and I was center, which was such a cool, surreal experience that we still, you know, talk about all the time. But having someone to actually go through it and be able to talk about was a big advantage for me.
So last season, the Texans, you all finished with a 10-6 record, made a run to the divisional round of the playoffs. How will that experience benefit the team moving forward into the 20s?
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
2020 season.
Yeah, you know, I thought we had a good season. It didn't end like we wanted, but we were able to go in, win a playoff game, and so we have a lot of returning starters and a lot of guys who've played in the playoffs. And that's, you know, there's a big difference between regular season and playoffs. So having that experience is huge. So, you know, we're looking to do some more things and go farther as we did last year.
Your quarterback, Deshaun Watson, has a strong reputation in the NFL for his leadership, his unique skill set. What's it like to have that strong bond with him as his center?
It's awesome. You always have a bond with the quarterback and center. I mean, even his rookie year, when we did camp in West Virginia, Greenbrier, we roomed together and really got to know each other then. And our bond has only gotten stronger since then. And I mean, if you've seen him play, you know what he can do. I mean, it's like you think he can't surprise you, and then he just, you know, that play, even in our playoff game against Buffalo, I'll never forget. He came up to us, the O-line, in the third quarter and said, "Hey, don't worry, we're going to win this game." And the plays he made after he said that, I mean, it was just really, he put the team on his back and his will to win that game. I mean, it's unbelievable blocking for him, and we love it.
On a personal note, you signed a 3-year, $33 million contract extension back in September, keeping you under team control through the 2022 season. How important was it for you to get some long-term stability?
It was awesome. You know, obviously had some injuries earlier in my career, and I was able to prove to the team that I could stay healthy, and when I'm in there can be productive. And it's honestly just a sense of pride being able to get a second deal with the team you were drafted in. You know, you want to stay there. I love the city, and I love the team, the organization. So I was really happy to get that extension.
Now, an interesting question for you, Nick. I know that this may be putting you on the spot a little bit, but if you had to name a few defensive linemen that have given you some trouble in recent years, who would you list and why?
Oh, man. I mean, there's in the NFL, every game's a challenge. I mean, if anyone says any different, they're lying to you because it's the best of the best. You know, even last year, you know, we played Baltimore a few times with Brandon Williams and Michael Pierce. Are really good players. We'll see Pierce again this year. Nose guard for the Buccaneers was unbelievable. I mean, there's really every game. I mean, like I said, you're going against the best. So there's no week off, that's for sure.
Right on. Now, you mentioned the virtual offseason program at the very beginning of the interview. How has that been for you and the team? I know it's important to really develop that cohesion, as you talked about. How have you handled this offseason?
Well, you know, you like everyone in the NFL, you know, everyone's a professional and that's why they're in the NFL. So you continue to work on your craft, whether it's O-line specific drills or whatever position you are, obviously lifting every day and staying in shape. And then, you know, the mental side of it with the virtual program is gone really well. The Texans have done a great job, and it's honestly fun getting to be in there. And obviously you're not person to person, but hearing the guys' voices, talking ball, and really just learning. You know, we're kind of lucky to be in the same system. You know, we don't have a new head coach. We don't have to learn a new system. So we've been very fortunate in that regard where we can have the same terminology and kind of build on what we had in previous years.
All NFL teams are going to have their training camp at their home facility, which means there will be no West Virginia for you all this coming summer, which means you're going to have to deal with the Texas heat. So how are you preparing for that?
Yeah, you know, we love the Greenbrier, but it's also awesome to be in our own city of Houston and have our fans at practice. And last year we were in Houston, so we know how the heat goes. We always laugh when we have a joint practice. It's the other team is always not used to the heat, but it is. I mean, the Houston heat's brutal, but it's our city and we love it. And you get used to it and you just got to stay hydrated. I mean, you're drinking water nonstop all day, every day.
You briefly talked about your workout regimen, saying that you work out with your brother, Zach. So how many days a week are you getting some work in? Is it every day, a couple times a week? What does that regimen look like?
Yeah, we like to do, I mean, we're going at least four. We usually get a fifth lift in at least. And then we do drills at least 2 to 3 times a week and run 3 times a week. But, you know, we're fortunate because we both play O-line. So I can hold it back for him and we can do run drills and pass pro drills. And, you know, we had the kind of similar – or we did. We had a similar growing up with Harry Heese and Notre Dame, so similar technique and views on the philosophy of O-line play. So it's nice having a partner who believes in the same thing and you're able to work it every day.
And lastly, as we close out the interview, Nick, this is a question just for a lot of listeners that are intrigued by offensive line play, including myself. What would you say is the biggest challenge being a starting center in the NFL, and what is some of the workload that comes with it during game week?
Yeah, I think, you know, you just got to study the tape, know your personnel, kind of create a book. You know, you see a lot of defensive coordinators, whether it's team to team or the tree they come from, you can kind of lump those guys together. And honestly, I mean, even going back to college, one of the biggest jumps for being a center for me was the defensive complexity. There's so much more defensive structure, sub, base, coverages, blitzes. You know, every team has exotics on, you know, 3rd and 5, 6 plus. So it's a lot of film study and just getting, you know, all you have the offense, 5 linemen, and getting them on the same page every play, especially on away games, is a challenge, but it's fun, honestly. I mean, I love the integral part of that game. You know, Deshaun makes his call, and then you got about 3 to 5 seconds to relay and get everyone on the same page and go from there. So I really love the game and love that part of playing center.
Well, that's some insightful information right there from you, Nick. I really appreciate you. Thanks for taking the time to join the podcast this afternoon. I wish you the best as you move forward into the 2020 season. Take care, stay safe, and God bless.
Thanks, Isaac.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this. But Philip doesn't have The Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get The Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.